The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Page 2429 of Webster's Unabridged Dictionary, you'll find defined the word transmigrate, derived from the Latin transmigratus, meaning to go or move from one place to another, to pass from one state of existence to another. Today's tale concerns one Harry L. Spend, who conceived and controlled such activity. No one had ever done that before.
Harry, if I ask you a question, do you think you could give me a truthful answer?
Gladys! Harry, since when don't I tell you the truth?
Why is the attic locked?
I can't tell you.
I'm your wife. Why shouldn't I know?
Because if you did, Gladys, you might not want to be my wife for very long.
Mystery drama, Harry's Taxi and the Tea Machine, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by G. Frederick Lewis and stars Larry Haynes. I shall return shortly with Act One.
The crime you're about to hear is brought to you by Ravenhouse Mysteries. It was a strange death, but then he'd been a strange man. Everyone had a reason to hate Greg Banning, but who would have dared to kill him? You'll find out in The Moses Bottle, one of four free Ravenhouse novels you receive by calling toll-free 1-800-228-8000. Stay tuned for more details on our four free book offer.
Do you have a sight problem that prevents you from reading? Hi, this is Max Morath with news about Choice Magazine Listening, a free service. Six times yearly, Choice Magazine Listening brings you, on 8 RPM phonograph records, 8 hours of selections from leading magazines. For information, write Listening Box 10, Port Washington, New York, 11050. Remember, it's free. Write Listening Box 10, Port Washington, New York, 11050. A public service message on behalf of the nonprofit Lucerna Fund.
You should be having the time of your life at the North Shore. You're dining with friends,
being served day and night.
Take a swim,
play some golf,
meet some people you like, and you're home, not a dream, but a beautiful life at the North Shore Hotel.
The North Shore Hotel in Evanston, a retirement concept that's like a grand resort. With furnished apartments, dining, maids, switchboard, and so much more, you're free to take part in life. Write for our newspaper or head a public affairs committee. Attend lectures or be a volunteer. There's exercise, golf, biking, swimming. Enjoy concerts, movies, excursions. It's alive with people like you, yet as private as you like. As active or relaxing as you choose.
What a beautiful life at the North Shore Hotel.
Call Miss Brody at 864-6400. The North Shore isn't a place to retire. It's the place to live.
When did our story happen? I can't give you the exact date, but I can say it was closer to the 22nd century than ours. The Galileo program for exploring Jupiter and its satellites, the Venus Orbiting Radar Project for mapping Venus, these and many more investigations into space are history. But on Earth, the problems remain the same. The square-pegged man trying to fit himself into a round hole. Our curtain rises as a meeting of scientists breaks up.
And that about winds up our discussion and business today. So I hereby declare the meeting of the Milky Way Watchers is concluded.
Cornelius, you chaired a very good session today. You really kept things moving.
I have to, Harry. You know how scientists are.
Yes, I don't know what I'd do without these meetings. It's the only thing that keeps me going.
Harry, what are you talking about?
Cornelius, I'm a scientist, a trained professional space race scientist put out of work. Do you know what that means? No. No, of course you don't. You've got your teaching job. You've got tenure. You've never been in this spot.
With your qualifications, something's bound to turn up.
In these times, are you kidding? Well, do you want to lift home? I'll keep the flag up. You can ride for free.
Oh, Harry, my heart goes out to you. It really does. A scientific genius like you, driving a taxi.
I never thought I'd be doing it this long, Cornelius. I'll tell you something else. I'm not even earning a decent wage. What I bring home to Gladys after a long day's work, it's terrible. You try delivering fares anywhere in town these days. Those north and south and crosstown throughways they built in 1999. They're hopeless, Cornelius. The same traffic, the same trucks and gridlocks as in my great-grandfather's day. Are you sure I can't give you a lift?
I've got my electro car. See you at the next meeting, Harry.
If I'm still around.
Is that a threat?
No. Wishful thinking. I'd like to be on the next galaxy flight to anywhere. Good night, Cornelius. That was a mistake. I mean, saying if I'm still around. I wouldn't want anyone, not even my old friend Cornelius, to have an inkling of what I was working on. So I'd better watch what I say. As it is, Gladys is getting more suspicious every day, wondering why I spend so much time in the attic.
Harry, is that you? I've been worried sick.
Oh, Gladys, honey, I'm sorry. There was a meeting tonight of the Milky Way Watchers, and it broke up late.
Oh, darling, why didn't you call me? I forgot all about the meeting. You know I worry about you with all those crazy drivers on the road. Come on into the kitchen. I've kept dinner hot for you.
Oh, good. How's Grandpa? Oh,
he's had seconds of everything. He's probably asleep by now. Now, come on, sit down and relax. I've got pot roast and a very nice salad with hearts of palm.
Honey?
Mm?
I didn't do so well today. No long hauls out to the spaceport or over the big bridge. Nothing but short hops in the city. And you just try to hop in the city. Can't be done. Gladys, I am just not cut out for driving a taxi.
Oh, something good is going to happen real soon. You'll see, and you can give it up.
You're a sweetheart, but you really don't know. There isn't a job today for a space race scientist.
Well, then you've got to make your own job. Now eat.
Make my own job? Oh, this is good.
Harry, if I ask you a question, can you give me a truthful answer?
Gladys... Since when don't I tell you the truth?
I did the house cleaning today, and I went upstairs, and the door to the attic was locked. Now, since when have you been locking that door?
Well, it's been locked for about 4 months.
Well, can you tell me why?
Well, you know what I've got up there. I've stored all my electronic and magnetic gear and that big telescope. The truth is, honey, I've been experimenting on something. It keeps my hand in, you see. And if I don't keep at it, I might as well give up.
Oh, I knew you were doing something secret up there. I don't mind that. I know you and Grandpa are locked in there for hours. I just don't like being treated as if I couldn't be trusted.
Well, it gives Grandpa something to do. After all, he was one of the first to develop the high-intensity laser. And he's got some good ideas.
Well, I'm glad Grandpa's living with us. He's fun. And I don't mind walking his dog when he forgets to. But what I don't like is secrecy. Just take a look at this month's electric bill, the one that came today.
$1,000? There's got to be a mistake.
That's what I said when I called the power company. They checked their records, Harry. It's no mistake. You're using that electricity in the attic, aren't you?
Well, I'm using some, but I had no idea.
Okay, so don't tell me.
Oh, honey, you're angry.
I'm disappointed. You have another life, and I'm not part of it. Grandpa's part of it, but I'm not. We sell our car, and we mortgage the house so you can buy a hydrostatic taxi. That's valuable. But every night you park it on the street.
Well, I've got scientific equipment in the garage, too, honey. You know that.
Well, I've never seen it. You could have 10 dead bodies in there, and I'd never know.
Darling, I am working on something very, very important. If everything goes as I hope. Of course, I'll let you in on it.
When?
I don't know when.
Have you finished eating?
That's all I want. Thank you.
Coffee?
No, thanks.
And that's another thing, Harry. You're picky about what you eat. And yet several times last week, I wake up in the middle of the night and I smell bacon and eggs frying. Now, how do you think I feel about that? That I don't give my husband enough to eat? I love you so darn much, and it's awful to know that you don't trust me.
Bacon and eggs frying. That's the one unfortunate side effect of my tea machine. When it's in operation, it gives out that odor. As for confiding in Gladys, I will. I will all in good time. After all, it was Grandpa who first gave me the equation and the possibilities. And he is her grandfather.
Grandpa, are you in your room?
Oh, hi, Harry. Is my granddaughter gone out?
Yes, she went over to see Mildred. Do you feel like putting in a little time on the tea machine?
I'm right behind you. Come on, Bozo. I was in my room today, and I heard Gladys going up these stairs and trying to get into the attic.
Yes, she told me.
She was pretty angry. Came down, barged into my room. Why was the attic locked? What was the big secret around here? I said I didn't know anything about it. Bozo, go and lie down in the corner on your pad.
I got some flack, too, when I got home. Not that I blame her.
Well, what did you say?
Oh, that she'd know all about it when I thought the time was right.
It's my turn today to operate the telescope.
Grandpa, for 200 years it's been called an electroscope. Don't be so old-fashioned. These babies can bring in 15 light years.
Anyway, it's my turn to pull in Numitor.
Well, you think you can? It's an elusive planet.
I've watched how you calibrate it.
All right, let's start by checking equipment and procedure.
You call it, and I'll check the log.
All right. Transmigrator dimensions of cylinder. Height, 7 feet. Diameter, 4 feet. Shell. Compounded magnesium, zinc, lithium fused to elements AG, 767, and AG933.
Oh, Bozo, be quiet. What do you have in mind for tonight?
Well, let's try another transmigration.
The receiving cylinder in the garage checks out.
Well, I haven't touched it since yesterday's test.
Well, what substance shall we try? We've transmigrated a chair, a lunar marker, a case of antique French wines dating back to the 1970s.
Yes, well, Grandpa, each of those had different molecular arrangements. Wood, stone, and liquid.
Bozo! Three different kinds, and each of them moved from this cylinder to the one in the garage without a hitch. Okay, Bozo, now you'll catch it. If you don't cut it out, I'm putting you into that cylinder and transmigrate you into the garage.
Grandpa, a dog would have a different molecular arrangement.
What? You mean Bozo?
Oh, why not? An animal, a living creature.
Oh, that would sure be a great scientific step forward.
Look, I'll slide open the cylinder door. Then supposing I put Bozo's pad inside so I'll know to lie on it, huh?
No, I don't like it. Maybe we should start with rodents.
But Grandpa, we don't have any rodents. Now, don't you have complete faith in our tea machine?
Limited faith. I mean, supposing Bozo makes the trip, but when we open the secondary cylinder, his tail is on his nose.
Yes, I suppose that's possible. All right, we'll just run it once, empty, to make sure no active particles remain inside from previous tests.
I've got Numitor on my crosshairs. I'm ready to fire it up when you say go.
That's it. Now she ought to be clean as a whistle. I'll open her up and have a look. and we'll go down to the garage to check out the receiving cylinder.
Beautiful.
There's not a speck of magnetic particles.
I love that great smell of frying bacon and eggs.
Yes, I've got to do something about that, Grandpa. It's not dignified. All right, come on, let's go.
Bozo. Come on, Bozo. Time to leave, Bozo. Yeah. Harry, he's not in this room. Bozo, stop kidding around.
Well, he's not anywhere in the attic. There's no place he could have gotten into.
Except the cylinder. When you opened it and put his pad inside, he could have crawled in there when I was yelling at him.
No, he's not in the cylinder.
He transmigrated.
That could be. Sure, that must be. In the garage, that's where he'll be.
I hope so. I sure hope so. And I hope his tail is in the right place.
We have all learned in school that the various identities possessed by matter are merely ions arranged into a certain pattern visible to the naked eye. Disconnect those particles, move them through space, and reconnect them, and you have transmigration. However, sometimes theories have a way of backfiring, as we may see when I return shortly with Act Two.
Somewhere in the Pacific, aboard the USS Ranger, 6,000 seasick sailors are about to lose their navy blue.
The baby is on my life.
If you're going to take off.
Suzanne Summers, Marie Osmond, Pip Wilson, and Gladys Knight and the Pips turn the good ship Ranger into a showboat. And they really rock the boat on the Suzanne Summers special on CBS TV. Suzanne at Sea, Monday at 2200 hour, 2100 Central and Mountain on CBS TV.
Hi, Pat Summerall to remind you that the start of the new year is the perfect time to inspect the electrical switches, outlets, and cords in your home. And if they need replacing, then I suggest you visit the electrical department of your nearby True Value hardware store. There you'll find values on quality True Value extension cords, like their 12-foot two-wire cord for appliances and power tools, or the 9-foot cord with polarized three-way connector. Available only at participating True Value hardware stores and home centers, where you'll find values in every department. Say,
what do Texas, Florida, and California have in common? Sunny citrus. All kinds, all sizes, and all great values at Jewel. We've gone to great lengths to bring you citrus savings, even as far away as Jamaica. But all you have to do is come to Jewel, where the biggest value of all is grapefruit. Take home a 5-pound bag of Texas Ruby Red grapefruit for just 98 cents through Wednesday. Or brighten dark winter mornings with Florida White grapefruit, only 98 cents for a 5-pound bag. Pick Florida's Orchid Island brand one by one for just 33 cents a pound. But wait, grapefruit isn't the only citrus on sale. Jewel has all your family favorites. From California, you'll find navel oranges. From Florida, temple oranges, Mineola tangelos, and honey tangerines. Try exotic ugly fruit from Jamaica. The choice is all yours, and the values are yours through Wednesday at Jewel.
You'll come back for the price.
I told you, didn't I, that our tale of the cab-driving scientist and the transmigrator he invented takes place sometime in the near future. I say this is more of a probability than a possibility, because today's scientists have said so and written it up in no little details. However, such a discovery is only as good as the uses to which it is put.
I can't get the garage door to open. Oh, of course, you've locked it. Now, Harry, hurry, open up. If Bozo's been hurt, I don't know what I'll do.
Okay, I'll get the light. The cylinder's warm.
Well, go on, open it up. No, don't. I don't want to know. I do.
Okay. Here goes the cylinder door.
Bozo. Bozo, old boy, how are you? You all right? He did it, Harry. He did it.
No, Grandpa, we did it. Disintegrated in the attic
and reformed in the garage. Grandpa, it's a triumph.
It's okay, Bozo. You just stay close by Grandpa.
We'll take him back to the attic, examine him, and write it all up in the journal. It's our first breakthrough, Grandpa. A living creature can move through time and space by the application of wavelengths from the planet Numitor. Just think of where this could lead.
Yeah. If you made the transmigrator cylinders big enough, you could move a whole busload of people anywhere, even an army. We could be the airline in space. Anywhere you want to go, zip, you're there.
No more space shuttles. We just fly up a large enough container to receive the payload and transmigrate the stuff from here.
Of course, it might take a little time before people really trusted to have themselves dematerialized to get from one place to another.
Yes.
You? Is that you in the garage?
Oh, Gladys is back from her mother's.
What are you two doing in here? Well, no wonder there's no room for the taxi with that great big round thing practically up to the ceiling.
Grandpa, will you take Gladys into the house? I'll be over in a few minutes.
I don't want to go there right now. This garage is as much mine as yours, Harry. Oh, you two, you're impossible. I give you both a big filling dinner, and you have to fry up a mess of eggs and bacon in the garage. Now, don't tell me you haven't, because I can smell it.
Come on, Gladys, let's get back to the house. Harry has things he wants to do. Come on, Bozo.
Oh, mystery, secrets. You're no better than Harry is. You're no better at all. And before you two leave here, I want you to air this place out. It smells awful.
You've got to let Gladys in on this soon. She's worse not knowing.
I will. Do you know what occurred to me? I've got to put in a set of emergency controls in the primary cylinder so that if you wanted to do the switchover alone, Grandpa, you could.
I'm not sure it's quite ready for the public yet.
Oh, I agree, but it's close.
I don't know. Have you taken a good look at Bozo's ears?
Why?
They're both upside down.
Grandpa. Come on, Grandpa, wake up.
Huh? What time is it?
It's 6 a.m. I've got to go to work.
Okay. Have a good day, Harry.
Yeah, Grandpa, listen. I need your help.
What?
You know that big, heavy, double storage battery up in the attic? Could you give me a hand and help me put it into my cab?
Oh, that thing? It weighs a ton. What do you want to do that for?
Well, it's all charged up. It's got a week's charge of Numitor rays.
I know that. Who helped you charge it? Why are you taking it away?
Well, I talked to Bob Platt last night. He's one of the last cabinet makers left. He works in real wood. I told him I wanted a strong box with two handles for a big batteries. And he said he'd make it and I should bring it down.
What do you want a portable pack for anyway? It's got to be used with the cylinders.
Well, it's just an idea of mine. Come on, Grandpa, let's go. Gladys will wake up and then I'll get it from her.
An idea of yours. What are you going to use for your transporter? Your taxi? Hey, taxi! Can you have a cab make a U-turn?
A U-turn in this traffic?
I'm heading downtown and across town, City Hospital.
Okay.
Hey, which way are you going?
Across and then downtown. Make any difference to you?
No, I guess not. This isn't a very good street to cross on. Those cars up ahead aren't moving.
No street's a good street to get across town. Are you in a hurry?
I'm a doctor. I'm late for an operation.
Oh, that's too bad. I'll do my best.
This traffic is fierce. I don't see how you drivers get around.
We don't. Doctor, if you don't mind, will you sit back in your seat?
Huh? Oh, I was just looking at that tremendous battery on the floor next to you. That must be a 500-volt power pack.
Yeah, something like that.
What time is it? Oh, we'll never make it.
Now, Doctor, you keep on like that. You're going to need a doctor. Now, just sit back and relax. I'll get you there.
Yes, but when? Where are we?
I don't know. We're in the middle of an intersection. There's a truck in front of me. I can't see the street sign.
And nothing's moving. The
Listen, I better get out and find a phone. I hope they can dig up a resident to take my place in the operating room. Driver, have you got a change of a bill?
Yes, yes, sure have. Now, you go phone. I'll still be here when you get back.
Thanks. I hope I can get through to the hospital.
That was the city hospital you wanted to go to, wasn't it?
Hey, driver, you put your change machine on that big battery and it's making sparks.
It was the city hospital, wasn't
hey.
It?
Hey, what's going on
just
here?
Just hold on to your medicine bag, doctor. I think we're moving.
Is City Hospital.
Yes, I'm a little surprised myself.
How did you do it? One minute we're tied up in traffic, the next I'm here. Say, here's a 10 for you. And let me have your name and phone number in case I have to get somewhere in a hurry.
Well, as a matter of fact, Doctor, I'm going out of the taxi business. You're my last fare.
Your last customer?
Forever.
Say, I think your engine's overheating. It sure smells like fried eggs and bacon. Well, thanks again for the fast ride.
Hello?
Grandpa, it's me, Harry. I'm calling for my cab. Are you alone? I mean, is Gladys there?
I don't know where she is right now.
Well, what do you mean, right now?
I'm not going to like this. I found the door to the attic open. She must have found a key.
Well, is she in there?
I went in, but she's not there. I don't know where she is. Why did you call me?
Grandpa, I think I'm on to something tremendous. Do you know that power pack with the stored pneumator wavelengths?
I think I got a hernia from lifting.
Now, listen to me. I don't think we need the cylinders anymore to transmigrate matter. My taxi became a transporter.
How did it do that?
Well, you see, I accidentally laid my money change machine across the terminals, and that's all I had to do.
Are you sure?
Well, I'm parked here outside City Hospital, and 10 minutes ago, I was about 60 blocks away. I'll explain the whole thing when I get home. And here's the doctor's card, Grandpa. Now, you just call him and ask him. I tell you, we were 60 blocks away and made it just like that, from the attic to the garage.
You, him, the hover cab, the whole kit and caboodle, transmigrated across town? Oh, we'll never be able to patent this. They'll throw us into a straitjacket first.
But don't you believe me?
Oh, yes, I do. I just don't know how to take it.
Well, perhaps any enclosed space could act as a transporting vehicle. Now, we'll have to experiment and see. Anyway, it convinced me of one thing, Grandpa. My taxi driving days are over. We're going to live out of our savings until this is perfected. It's too good a thing just to work on in my spare time.
I wonder what Gladys will say.
Oh, by the way, is she home?
No, I don't think so. But I didn't see her go out.
Well, what made you think she went up to the attic?
Because the door was open, and I was sure we locked it last night.
Well, let's go have a look. Gladys was up here this morning. She didn't disturb anything.
There's a faint fried eggs and bacon smell, but I thought that could have been from last night's tests.
Yes, you're right. It's been used.
You don't think it's from last night?
We didn't use the tea machine yesterday or the day before. We were charging up the power pack. No, I don't believe it. It's not possible.
I know what you're thinking, but I don't think so either.
Grandpa, I'll never forgive myself. She's been inside that cylinder since this morning. Come here. Come over here. Here, put your hand on the cylinder.
Yeah, okay. It's warm. It's been activated.
She's gone. Grandpa, she got in here and somehow turned on the emergency controls, and that was it. She's gone.
Well, Harry, don't just stand there. Let's hightail it for the garage. Gladys could be in the receiving cylinder this very minute.
If she's been in there more than an hour, I don't hold out much hope. I'm sorry, Cornelius, to wake you in the middle of the night, but I just had to come over. I need your help. I need it bad.
Harry, you're white as a sheet. Here, let me give you a drink.
I've had a great shock. You're the only one in our profession I respect, the only one I can turn to.
Oh, come on, just drink it down. Count to 10, and then we'll talk.
Cornelius, would you mind coming home with me right now? I've got my hover cab outside.
It can't wait till morning.
Well, I can't even explain it to you. I have to show you the prop.
Sure, sure, I'll come. But can't you clue me in?
It's Gladys.
Gladys? What happened to Gladys?
She's gone. Cornelius, I love that girl.
You mean she's not at home?
No, she's gone. And I know where she is. I mean, where she must be. But I can't reach her. Cornelius, you're the only one who can help me.
There it is, Cornelius.
Mm-hmm.
The cylinder is a fused tank made of an alloy of lithium, zinc, magnesium, and 2 AG elements. Now, we focus the Gaza electroscope on zero center of the planet Numitor, reverse its waves, back them down through the controller, and activate. Anything placed inside transmigrates to a receiving cylinder I've set up in the garage.
Transmigration. You've done it. Why, it's been a dream since Galileo.
Well, today when I was out, Gladys must have come in here. She must have gotten into the cylinder and in trying to get out, hit the emergency controls. When I came home, it was too late. Molecular retardation must have set in. The secondary cylinder was empty.
I would say probably right now she is somewhere between the two dimensions.
Well, I've been going crazy trying to figure out what to do.
Don't panic. Matter is indestructible. So her particles are still viable.
I love her, Cornelius.
Harry, you and I have got the brains. It's only a question of application. Could I see a demonstration?
Oh, sure, naturally. Is there anything in particular you'd like me to pass from here to the secondary cylinder? A chair, a glass of water, you name it.
We ought to use an animate living object. Do you have any experimental rodents?
Oh, yes, I went out last week and I got a batch of mice. Come here, you. Cornelius, pull back the cylinder door, will you?
Yes. Harry, if your concept is valid, you're going to be the most acclaimed scientist of the century.
Now, what good is that to me if I've made the most precious person in my life disappear? All right. I'm going to pull the switch. And we put a mouse in. Maybe we can get Gladys out.
Is a curious taskmaster. As Harry tries to make his tea machine give up his wife, I'm reminded of Louis Pasteur's warning. When moving forward to the discovery of the unknown, he said, the scientist is like a traveler who reaches higher and higher summits from which he sees in the distance new countries to explore. Be ready for what you find. I shall return shortly with Act 3.
When something gets broken and it needs repair, let Crazy Glue do it.
Crazy Glue can do it, too.
If a cup or a tool or a lamp needs your care, let Crazy Glue do it.
Crazy Glue can do it, too.
Metal, rubber, plastic, ceramic, or less. Whatever gets broken, Crazy Glue can fix that. Let Crazy Glue do it.
Crazy Glue!
And now, Crazy Glue is also available in a no-drip, no-clog pen. Each drop holds a ton, and you can use it to the very last drop. Make money-saving repairs instantly. The Crazy Glue tube and the Crazy Glue pen both work like crazy. So remember, when you have something to repair,
let Crazy Glue do it.
Crazy Glue can do it, do it.
Metal, rubber, plastic, ceramic, or less. Whatever gets broken, Crazy Glue can fix that. Let Crazy Glue do it.
Crazy Glue!
The Crazy Glue tube and the Crazy Glue pen are available at your local store. Get some today.
This is WBBM Chicago. Orange Way to Minneapolis-St. Paul from Midway offers the lowest fare going, just $59 one way on all seats, all nonstop. stops with no restrictions. There is no lower fare on any other airline going. No one beats Northwest Orient to Minneapolis-St. Paul. No one offers 727 comfort, extra leg room of the kind of major airline service Northwest Orient offers. Just $59 with no restrictions. The lowest fare for Midway without sacrificing comfort, convenience, or service. That's the Northwest Orient way.
Protagonist Harry L. Spend, space race scientist, has used the power from a distant planet to try to rescue his wife, who has placed herself out of the orbit of the dimensions we live in. He has placed a mouse into his tea machine, and now with his friend Cornelius, is opening the secondary cylinder.
Well, the mouse made it.
So it did.
It was a dumb hope. But I sort of was wishing putting the mouse in would release Gladys.
Speaking arithmetically, I'd say that if an exchange could be made, you'd have to match up a complex organism with another equally complex.
You mean another human being would have to be transmigrated?
Then both might come out here. But, Harry, I'm interested in this mouse. You know what I would do if I wanted to fool the scientific community?
What?
I'd go hot-footing over to a pal of mine with a story that my wife had disappeared. That she'd dematerialized herself in a transmigrator. Then, I'd persuade my friend to come see the apparatus in operation, place a mouse into the so-called sending cylinder, and have another mouse planted in the receiving cylinder.
Is that what you think? That I fooled you?
Normal scientific suspicion. Now, why don't we go back to your attic and see if the first little mouse isn't where you left it?
Well, I'll take this one with me. I'm sorry I didn't have you tag it when you put it in, but it never occurred to me that you'd think I'd fake it.
Oh, Harry, don't get me wrong. I want to believe you, but what do I have to go on? Only what I see, not what I analyze and know.
Well, we'll start by my proving to you there's only one mouse if we have to run him and his friends through a dozen times.
Oh, what time is it?
7 o'clock.
Oh.
We've been at it all night.
Harry, I have never been more impressed. I better call my mother. She'll wake up and she'll wonder why I haven't made breakfast for her.
Well, I'll go make some fresh coffee. You help yourself to the phone.
Hello?
Mother, it's Cornelius.
Oh, I was beginning to worry. You're not usually out of the house so early.
I'm over at Harry Spence. I've been with him all night doing some planetary evaluation.
Oh, that's good. How is Harry?
Oh, he's fine. We're hard at work, Mother.
All right, dear. Take care and give my regards to Gladys. She's such a darling girl.
I will, Mother. Goodbye.
Two coffees.
Mother said, give my regards to Gladys.
Oh.
Harry, there's no question about it. You've got something here.
Oh, well, it works. That's the proof.
You're writing up a paper, of course.
Hmm? Oh, I will. I mean, I plan to. All my data is in a journal Grandpa and I keep. Which reminds me, he'll be knocking on the attic door in a few minutes.
The journal is the only evidence you've got?
Well, that's the only record of the work so far.
Yes, I see. Basically, you have discovered an interdimensional channel which can accommodate the ion disarrange and the ion rearrange.
Yes.
Who's that?
Well, that's Grandpa, I told you.
You let him up here?
Well, he knows all about this. Yes, come in, Grandpa. It's not locked.
Harry, you didn't go to bed last night. Oh, hi. Don't I know you? Well,
Grandpa, this is Cornelius, an old friend.
Yeah, sure. We met at the Milky Way Watchman. Harry snuck me in.
I think I'll be on my way, Harry.
Oh, yes, Cornelius, and I'm counting on you. I've got to get Gladys back.
Say, I've got an idea.
If she's somewhere in space, couldn't we talk to her with radiomagnetic waves?
Grandpa, her molecules are dispersed. She has no ears, no senses, no way of understanding sound. It's also tragic.
Harry, let me think about this. It may take a little time. I've got the entire equation in these notes. Don't you worry. We'll get Gladys back somehow. I'll be talking to you.
Isn't that fella sort of strange?
Huh? Cornelius? What makes you say that?
I come in, and suddenly he gets up and leaves.
Oh, well, it's nothing to do with you, Grandpa. I've kept him up all night. He's been absorbing in 5 hours what we've done in 5 months. Right now, he probably knows as much about it as we do. Well, I better enter last night's transmigration in the journal. Where is the journal?
Well, it was right here on the table when I came in. I saw it.
Huh. You think it fell behind the desk?
No, not here.
Well, it's got to be here. It couldn't have walked out.
I think it did. Your friend took it with him.
Harry, it's nice to see you. I don't know what Cornelius does with his time, but this past week has just been one thing after another. He's hardly home. Was he expecting you?
No. I've been trying to get him on the phone, but he's never here, so I took a chance and drove over.
Oh. Did you hear him last night at the special Milky Way Watchman meeting? Oh, he was brilliant.
No, well, I didn't go. Nobody told me about it.
Oh, I was there. He announced his discovery, and the phone has been ringing all day. Scientific journals, newspapers. Well, I knew he was up to something, because a man came down from Washington to see him, and then a 4-star general from the Pentagon, or is it the Hexagon now? Oh, to think after all these years of teaching high school science, my Cornelius is going to be recognized.
Mother?
I'm in the parlor, Cornelius. Guess who's come to pay you a surprise visit, dear?
Hi, hello, Harry. I've been meaning to call you.
Well, your mother's been telling me you seem to have built the better mousetrap.
Oh, yes, I was going to tell you about it.
Would you believe it, Harry? Cornelius has discovered how to move people and things through space in a second.
Has he? I was just thinking, Harry, why don't you and I duck over to your place? I'd like to have another look-see at your setup, and I think I've come up with an answer to your problem.
Your mother is very proud of you. She doesn't know your discovery was stolen from me.
That's not so. I started with your idea. It got me thinking, which you wanted me to do. And I developed a new angle to transmigration, which is transmutation. And it is foolproof. No one gets lost.
I don't believe you. No, not in a million years could you have developed an alternate idea in 1 week. You used all my data and all my equations.
You're just angry because someone's improved on your primitive logic. The Milky Way galaxy contains 100 billion stars. And if you think Numitor has the only transferal wave power, you're off your head.
And you're nothing but a lying, cheating, conniving thief.
Oh, as I could... You get away. Get away from me. Get off me. Now, let go.
Listen to me, taxi driver. It isn't smart to accuse a man bigger than you are.
Cornelius.
The tea machine's on. Harry, what are you doing on the floor? Harry, wake up.
Oh, Grandpa. Oh, my neck.
You have frightened me to death. What happened?
He choked me and I blacked out.
Cornelius? That big ox. Oh, here, take a sip of this. It'll help.
Yeah, thanks.
What'd you do that for?
He stole the transmigrator.
He's been in touch with Washington and all kinds of people for commercial application. They think it's his. Where is he?
Well, he's not up here. And I didn't pass him on the stairs. You must have had some fight. There's broken glass. Fried eggs and bacon.
What? Could he be in the cylinder? We've got to open it. It's empty. I'll bet anything that after he knocked me out, he went poking around inside and accidentally triggered the emergency switch.
Well, then he's in the secondary cylinder in the garage, darn it.
I guess we better go down and let the so-and-so out. Are you coming, Grandpa?
I wouldn't miss it.
Yeah, he's gone through all right. The cylinder's warm. Okay, here it goes. Gladys!
Hurry! What is this?
Gladys!
What am I doing in here?
I don't know. I just got here. Darling, are you all right?
Oh, of course I'm all right. Why shouldn't I be?
Oh, darling. My sweetheart.
Harry, what is this? You don't usually act like this, especially in front of Grandpa. Anyway, I can't think what I was doing in that metal thing.
Oh, you don't know how glad I am to see you.
Well, it serves me right. I must have come snooping around the garage. I'm ashamed of myself.
Hey, you're not ashamed of Harry leaving his hovercraft out front so he can use this garage as an extra lab?
Oh, I could have bit my tongue when I said that. Ashamed of Harry? Someday, they're going to realize what a brilliant scientist he is, and they'll be beating a path to our door.
You know something, child? That day could be tomorrow.
I'm going back into the house. It must be late. Don't be long, Harry.
No, I won't, darling. Oh, thank heaven she's safe. Well, what do you think?
Retribution doesn't only happen in heaven.
Yes, I'd say that Cornelius got himself into the channel for transmigration, and Gladys was already there. Then her molecules rearranged themselves, and she surfaced in the secondary cylinder. Cornelius in, Gladys out. That means it would take another human being to effect his release.
I can't imagine anyone doing such a favor for your friend Cornelius.
No, Grandpa will have to think this through. I wouldn't want my worst enemy spending his life broken up into small matter.
I think we should give Cornelius some minor credit. You hear that, Cornelius? Wherever you are, your name will appear in the fine print.
Grandpa, I told you, out there they can't hear you.
Oh, that's right. You said no ears, no sounds, no brain, no nothing.
I must say, I agree with the great Huxley who said, "I am too much of a skeptic to deny the possibility of anything." When I introduced Harry to you, I described him as a square peg trying to fit into a round hole. I was mistaken. Harry managed to make science adjust itself to Harry's dimensions and his discoveries. I shall return shortly.
Working hard, there's no denying. Do your best, you keep on trying. So take a break, that's satisfying. You and match your house. So pour a cup, enjoy the flavor. The taste is always true. Relax and get yourself together. Maxwell House in you. Get
can give you, because Maxwell House is always good to the last drop.
Get that good to the last drop feeling. Maxwell House. Yeah. Here it is.
Now, back to Raven House.
Greg Banning, I know you're in there. I'm coming to get you.
learn what happened to Greg Banning in The Moses Bottle, one of four free Ravenhouse mystery novels you'll get by calling 1-800-228-8000. You'll also match wits with unscrupulous criminal minds in A Fragrant Death, Danger on Cue, and Send Another Hearse. Once you've read one Ravenhouse mystery novel, you'll want to read many more. As a Ravenhouse subscriber, you'll receive four new mysteries every month delivered to your home for just $2.25 per book. There's no obligation. Start your Ravenhouse home subscription today. Call toll-free 1-800-228-8000. Call now, 1-800-228-8000.
Like it or not, believe it or not, tales of the future, commonly called science fiction, are little more than 100 years old today. That's a century of fantasy, extravagance, and dreaming. You and I have lived to see many of those dreams realized. Genetic engineering, atomic power, robots, space travel are all here. It's going to take some doing for us to keep bringing you the believably incredible. But I think we can do it. Our cast included Larry Haynes, Bernard Grant, Carol Tytel, and Robert Dryden. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
U.S. Army commander in Latin America warns there's no quick, easy, or cheap solution to El Salvador. This is John Bohannon reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Lieutenant General Wallace Metting has wrapped up a two-day orientation visit to El Salvador, and he says although there's no easy solution, it appears that the U.S.-backed junta there is winning. The general echoed President Reagan's statement Thursday that the United States has no plans to send combat troops into El Salvador. Fighting there by Salvadoran government troops continues, and we have a report from Gary Shepard.
Government troops were sent to San Felipe, 50 miles east of the capital, after guerrillas were reported in the area. And it wasn't long before they found out for themselves. They climbed aboard an armored personnel carrier and headed down the road. A short while later, the APC sustained a direct hit from a rebel mortar, but miraculously, all but two of the soldiers had already gotten out. Even the driver and his guard managed to escape unharmed. An Air Force fighter bomber was then called in to hit guerrilla positions. Rebel forces have been launching an increasing number of attacks here in recent weeks, stretching El Salvador's beleaguered army to the limit. Defense Minister General Jose Guillermo Garcia says he needs more American aid right away to hold off the guerrillas. It's either more aid now, he warns, or ground forces later. In an interview with CBS News, Garcia confirmed he's familiar with reports the Reagan administration is planning to increase overall military and economic aid to at least $600 million within 18 months. And Garcia said he's been told by U.S. officials he will probably get it. Gary Shepard, CBS News, San Salvador.
And we'll have more CBS News in a minute.
Friday on CBS Television.
Larry Hagman here, inviting you to drop by South Fork for a visit with old J.R. and the Ewings on Dallas. And be sure to stay tuned for our California neighbors on Falcon Crest. I do like that Angie Channing style.
Why are you trying to run him out of business?
He has no business. He has the land. My land.
You see what I mean? Dallas and Falcon Crest.
Friday night, starting at 9, 8 Central and Mountain, on CBS Television.
Last night, we were late for a movie. Maybe I was driving too fast. Suddenly, I saw this white glow about 400 feet up the street. The glow got brighter, so I put on the brakes. And that's when I saw the cat. Her collar was reflecting my headlights. That Hart's collar saved her life for sure.
Protect your dog or cat right now with the Hart's 2-in-1 Plus Nighttime Safety Reflecting Collar. The first flea and tick collar that reflects oncoming car headlights and kills fleas and ticks for 5 months. The Hart's 2-in-1 Plus Reflecting Collar. Now the Hart's flea and tick killer can be a lifesaver too.
President Reagan held a news conference Thursday and gave his unqualified endorsement to the Federal Reserve Board's monetary policy. Mr. Reagan said the administration and the Fed could bring inflation and interest rates down faster by working together than by working at cross purposes. And during his news conference, reporters asked President Reagan about Israel's concern over reports of a possible sale of missiles and F-16 jets to Jordan. The issue came up during recent overseas tours by Secretary of State Haig and Defense Secretary Weinberger. President Reagan told reporters about those visits by Haig and Weinberger.
They coordinated their activities. They were in communication with each other on those trips. There is no difference in policy between them. And I reassured Prime Minister Begin that there is no change in our approach toward Israel and our dedication to the welfare of Israel.
President Reagan says Weinberger returned from his Mideast visit without any request having been voiced by Jordan for more arms. And during his speech Thursday in Los Angeles, Secretary Weinberger again confirmed that.
All that was talked about in the Mideast by me was the idea of increasing the number of friends that we have and being viewed as anxious to have additional friends in that very important and volatile part of the world.
Secretary Weinberger spoke before the Los Angeles World Affairs Council. CBS News continues after this message.
Do you have cash you'd like to invest sensibly? Then you should know about Dreyfus Liquid Assets, the money market fund that combines your money with that of other investors to earn the kind of high interest rates large investors enjoy. Start with as little as $2,500, then make additional investments as low as $100. With Dreyfus Liquid Assets, your money, or as much of it as you need, is yours whenever you need it. Phone for it, write a check for cash, or to pay your larger bills. You keep right on earning till the check clears. No charge or penalty for withdrawal. No sales fee. Not even a charge for the checks. Today you owe it to yourself to earn as much as you can on your money. Call today, 800-228-5000, for a prospectus including management fee, charges, and expenses, and a clear, concise explanation of how Dreyfus Liquid Assets helps you get the lion's share from today's money market. Read the prospectus carefully before you invest. 800-228-5000. Toll free. 800-228-5000.
President Reagan hosted another formal dinner Thursday night at the White House for Washington's diplomatic corps. It was the second such state dinner in recent weeks. And Soviet Ambassador to Bremen was among the guests of honor at the latest dinner. President Reagan toasted to Bremen by saying, as we socialize together, that term should not be taken economically. In de Bremen's toast, he said ambassadors, rather than dining on caviar, eat a mixed salad of news, so-called leaks, and abundant but nutritious rumors they find in the local information markets. John Bohannon, CBS News.
This is CBS News Radio 78, WBBM Chicago.
It's 11:30 in Chicago.